This is the EWN Radio Network.
You are listening to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy, Chief Guide at TheBucketListRetreats.com. Kelly is the curious host who takes us along as we learn the ins and outs of travel to fascinating places that tap into our hearts and turn us into lifelong travelers, adventurers, and wanderers. Now, our friend in travel, Kelly.
Welcome, welcome to Travel Talk on the eWomen Radio Network. This is your hostess, Kelly Morgan Mealy of Bucket List Retreats, and I hope you ate your Wheaties this morning and you are pumped up and ready to go, especially you passion-driven eWomen, you entrepreneurs, authors, and life coaches out there. Let me ask you a question. Have you considered investing in yourself in a spectacular way so that you can crush your next event or lucrative contract? Today on Travel Talk, we are going to do all that and add in travel. Please let me introduce you to our guest today from across the pond in London, Carrie Ann Cartmer Edwards of Kick-Ass. Oh, can I even say that, Carrie Ann?
I think you can, darling. Yeah,
go on. Okay, and welcome to Travel Talk, Carrie Ann Cartmer Edwards of Kick-Ass Style and Impact.
Well, thank you, Kelly, and I am delighted to be here chatting with you across the Atlantic. That's really cool, isn't it?
It is so cool, especially to meet in the studio like this and to have my headset on and feel like you're right there. Now, I am drawn towards confident people, and I was immediately attracted to your gorgeous style and grace. And I soon found out we were born on the exact same day in the exact same year.
I love that. Isn't that amazing?
I do too. You're the only person I've ever known that was born the exact same day, same year. It was kismet. Okay, Carrie Ann, while you are gracious naturally, your training for years in fashion design showed you some very specific ways of making an impact. Can you tell us all about yourself and that journey that will lead our listeners to helping to knock out their style and their brand?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, where do I start, Kelly? So I guess the fashion design was such an important part of my life, and I was very blessed to have such an interesting career and business, and it gave me a real sense of style and of adventure. And so I had a very wonderful career as a fashion designer for about 10 years until I started my family. And, of course, being a fashion designer, it's a pretty intense game. I was working, you know, 70-hour weeks routinely. I didn't mind because I loved it, but it definitely doesn't go with a baby. So I walked away from fashion when I had my first child, and I do everything I do in life, I do it with a passion. And so I did mothering with a passion. And it turned into a 10-year career, really, of being a full-time mother. And in that mix, I took my first really big travel journey, which was I was a fashion designer in Sydney, Australia, which is where I'm originally from. But the love of my life was living on the other side of the planet. And so I took a 10,000-mile journey, ended up in England, and had my second career as a mother. And it was when my youngest child, who was three, I thought, it's time for me again. It's time for me to emerge and kind of do my thing. And that is how my more entrepreneurial journey started.
I can imagine that you really enjoyed raising the kids and putting all of your effort into them. It's such a wonderful time with the children. But then there does come a time when you're free again. And knowing you, I can imagine that your personality really was ready to bloom at that point.
Absolutely. I mean, I did love it, but it was definitely time for me to make my mark. And actually, can I just go off on a tangent here, Kelly? Is that good?
Of course, please do.
Yay! So, looking back, you know, I was really raised to be very ordinary. So I was raised in suburbia. My parents had very little ambition for themselves or for me. They expected to be married, push out a couple of babies, and kind of blend in. And I remember even as a young woman, a teenager, saying to my dad, you know what, Dad, I think I want a fashion designer. And he said to me, Carrie-Anne, love, just get your feet on the ground, head out of the clouds, and, you know, do something sensible with your life. Which really, I ignored his good advice. And so, you know, it was like that flight from ordinary. And when I was really figuring out my own brand, and part of the reason I teach people branding and is because for me, the journey, it was long and it was a struggle and I did it all myself and it took years. But as part of that journey, I thought, what's my message? Like, what is it that I passionately want to share with the world? If I could just encapsulate that, I know I'd have something really amazing. And I was out walking with a friend one day, and for the 100th time, I said, what's my message? And I kind of went into one of those modes where I was just, oh, you know, like, just what the hell? And out of my mouth, I said, you know what I really want to do? I want to save every person on the planet that I can from being ordinary. And then, bang, that's it. I knew I had my message for the world. And so I encapsulated it as Abandon Ordinary. And that is how I finally came up with my name, which, like, took me from, like, you know, just kind of blending in a little bit, being just another entrepreneur, another coach, and really stepping out there with kick-ass impact. So that's me, and that's kind of like the whole loop of the journey I've been on.
That is beautiful. I understand when you just get so frustrated, and that is sometimes when those magic moments really happen. And when people go to your website, from the moment they hit it and they sign in, you are giving them 101 ways to create a kick-ass brand for free. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes. Yeah. I love that. It's a checklist. Honestly, if someone downloads that and they work through every one of those 101 things on that checklist, they will really create something amazing for themselves. So that was just a gift I wanted to put out there for anyone, you know, who is maybe bootstrapping it like I was, and I didn't have mm-hmm. that kind of advice to follow. You know, they can get that list and just, like, through it one at a time, and they will utterly change their business for sure. Like, I just hand on heart can guarantee that.
Well, and that's what I love about it, and that you say if you just simply implement a few of those 101 ways each week, you are working towards getting your brand out there. Let's talk about a few of them. At the very beginning, you mentioned unleash your inner kick ass. So number one, embrace and celebrate your personality.
Well, absolutely. So this is the core of where I work from with my clients, Kelly. So my clients are passionate women entrepreneurs. So there's two types of entrepreneurs, and one is the go where the money is entrepreneur, and they're really just looking, you know, they'll do the market research and they'll figure out where the money is and they'll do what it requires. But the people that I work with and that I relate to, and I know you relate to as well, we love what we do. That's why mm-hmm. we do it. That's the real reason we even got into business. So it's our baby, and you know, it's not like we're just selling power drills and when the market changes, we can swap and sell mowers. It's like we're
exactly.
really choosing this stuff, yeah, that it lights us up from the inside out. So when creating a brand for my clients, I start with them. So, you know, their target audience and their ideal client is absolutely critical to know, but I reverse engineer it so their business is built around them and their style and their personality. And actually, one thing that I'm always careful to say is that, you know, not everyone is all singing, all dancing. So I, mm-hmm. you know, I'm very exuberant personality, and I like to sparkle and red lipstick okay. and all the rest of it. And as a fellow red lipstick girl, you know exactly what I mean.
I do.
But I do recognize that not everybody's like that. So I build the brand around the person. obviously for me when, yeah.
Sorry, I just think that's great because a lot of times when we go to work, we set our personality aside and you're saying, no, write it in, bring it in, let's work on it. Let's make that.
Yeah. Bring it in and ramp it up, actually.
Yes, yes. So you say to make a list of your character traits.
Yeah, that's it. Because actually the thing is, because we love our businesses and our business are such a form of self-expression, how important is it to work with people that we love? And the people that we tend to love actually are like us, right? So when mm-hmm. you make a list of your character traits, and you pull them up into your brand, then you're attracting people like you. You're just going to get on like a house on fire, no matter which kind of personality type you are.
You also say that it's very important to know what your top three values are. So what would be an example of those values?
Well, gosh, values are, for me, it's really critical to work with people who are very energetic and dynamic and curious about life. So mm-hmm. there's some of the values that are really important to me. And if I, to work with people that don't have those same values, we just wouldn't be a match. Some people are like, they really value order and organization. I'm a crazy creative. And for those people to work with me, I would just drive them mad. So they want to be, if order and, you know, and sort of kind of logic are really part of their value system, they want to build that into their business so that they get to do what they do best and attract those kind of people to them. So it doesn't really matter what your values are, as long as you build your business around it, because it's all about really falling in love with your clients, giving them the best experience possible, and just enjoying the journey.
And that's what's so beautiful, because you also mentioned that holding a strong vision of your future is imperative in keeping on track.
Absolutely it is. So and I really feel that one of the greatest things that you can get from working with someone who's been there before and who's really there for you is a bigger vision of what is possible for you. Because I think that you know, for me, I absolutely know, and, you know, I don't want to make this about me, but I it's so present with me still that I remember back to those days where I thought, like, the first book I wrote, I thought, like, first I decided to write a book, and I was so excited. I was jumping out of my skin. And the next moment, I went cold all over. I felt like I was going to faint, Kelly. And what came into my mind was, who are you to do that? You know, who are you to do that? And so I really think that having that big vision and daring to really just like blow it out of the water with who you can really be is such a big step to take and such an important one.
Yes, I have to say I hear that from so many people, how they maybe felt like a fraud or like they were inadequate in some ways, but you kept your personality in the forefront and kept it authentic. And I love how you say, let's ramp up your personality, make it bigger, bolder, better, faster, or a faster version of you. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, definitely. So this is one of my favorite subjects. So people, when they meet me, either at an event or on one of my webinars or, you know, wherever they come across me, I know so many people think, well, she's always been like that. You know, she's just really extroverted and really confident and all the rest of it. And the reality is very far from that. Now, I have to admit, I've never been a wallflower, but really putting myself out there was very uncomfortable for me. I mean, I think especially as women, we were not really raised to put ourselves forward easily, were we?
No, it feels awkward.
Yeah. And so one of the things that I came to learn was that, you know, yes, some people do seem to be naturally extroverted and really confident. I wasn't one of those people. I think the majority of people actually are not like that either. Those traits, charisma and style and confidence and extroversion, they're all skills that can be learned. And I learned them by pushing myself one step at a time and really getting outside my comfort zone and making my presence and my will and my vision bigger inch by inch. And now really that's a big part of what I do for my clients. I hold the energy for them knowing that I can teach them how to do that. Really the sky is the limit.
And I love that you brought up energy, because it's one of my favorite things that you talk about, is how most people are only utilizing 10% of their energy or their enthusiasm. So if you do even 15%, you are going to stand out. So talk to me about that.
Well, I mean, it's just so true, isn't it? Most people are just kind of going along on autopilot, either that or worse, they're actively, like some part of them is trying to stay under the radar, because we've been conditioned that if you stand out too much, it's like, you know, you're opening yourself up to all kinds of comments or rejection or all this stuff. So, you know, really it's we're fighting cultural influences, we're going beyond, and anyone who does go beyond stands out. And the thing is that if we look at ourselves, we are attracted to confident people or people who are willing to put themselves forward. And even sometimes people who are not that great at what they do, the fact that they're confident actually really gets them a following. So you've got to be brave and put yourself out there. And I do, you know, I really believe that you need to be your authentic self. And that's why it's so important to do that early work where you're identifying your personality and your values and you're building around that. But then you take that authenticity and you add a bit of intention to it. And the intention is the ramping up part. If you can get your energy up by, you know, sort of somewhere between 20 to 50%, you are so far ahead of what other people are doing out there. You're going to have people magnetized to you.
That's right, and that's something people can do today if you want to. Stick your mind to it and just say, I'm just going to raise my energy level up a little bit today and see what it brings me. And like you said, I am attracted to those type of people because they garner a certain amount of respect, and I definitely admire people who are stepping into the ring and playing, or, you know, boxing with everybody else and just trying to do their very best. So I think that's a great way, or a fantastic tip for the listeners today, if nothing else. Now, what the listeners might be asking, what does all of this have to do with travel? Well, Carrie Ann offers a week-long luxury style and branding retreat by invitation only in some of the greatest cities in the world. When we get back, we will find out how you can get on her invitation list and what a week with Carrie Ann will do for you and your brand. All that, and I will share with you what one day of power shopping and branding with Carrie Ann in Madrid did for me.
If you're an audacious entrepreneur ready to uncover your scene-stealing, irresistible, head-turning A-list style and message that gets premium clients and JV partners falling over themselves to work with you, then join me, Carrie-Anne Coltmer-Edwards, for 6 days of wildly inspiring style and messaging magic. Learn the secrets to becoming a true niche celebrity, crushing your next launch and skyrocketing your influence and income while having a fabulously good time. Get all the delicious details by visiting www.kickassstyleretreats.com.
Hi, this is Kara Andershock from Journeys to the Sacred. Please join me on a magical, mystical, and miraculous healing journey walking the El Camino de Santiago in Spain, September 11th through the 22nd, 2016. Are you craving sacred time alone to get the answers that you need? If so, walking the El Camino is the perfect way to illuminate key areas of your life, including health, self-care, relationships, career, creative expression, and even your relationship with the divine. On this 12-day, 11-night journey, you'll have an opportunity to connect with your soul's deepest truths and longings, offering you time away from the stresses of everyday life to breathe, think, feel, and gain fierce clarity. For more information, please check out my website at www.journeystothesacred.com.
Are you a retreat leader? Bring your tribe and visit us at the camp on Lake Muskoka in Ontario, Canada. A beautiful, serene, spiritual place guaranteed to make your guests feel safe and comfortable. Opening July 2017, we are taking bookings now at www.thecamp.ca. Contact me, Louise, to join our Facebook group to tell us about your favorite or not-so-favorite retreat venue experiences. We are asking leaders from all over the world to give us feedback so we can give you exactly what you need. Plus, if you participate, you could win 3 free days with us on your first retreat booking. Hope to see you soon.
You're connected to the EWN Radio Network.
Bucket List Retreats. Where do you want to go? Now back to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy.
Welcome back. I hope the first part of today's show got you so excited about your personality and how you can make your brand and style work for you. Today, our guest, Carrie Ann Cartmer Edwards, and I are talking about your kick-ass style. That's right, I said it, your kick-ass style. Welcome back, Carrie Ann.
I'm glad to be back with you, Kelly.
Carrie Ann, tell us what a week with you in one of the world's most fabulous cities. I know you're about to go to Barcelona and you're looking to do New York in the fall. Can you tell us about what you look for when you take people on retreat, the location and what type of schedule, accommodations, all of that?
Yes. So, you know, I think that there's a few aspects to it. So one of the things that's really important is to go somewhere that inspires you. So that's why I choose what I call the world's most fabulous cities. And so that's London, Paris, Barcelona, New York, LA. I mean, there's a whole list of amazing places to go. The reason for that is that I want to take people outside of their everyday lives to where things are so different and the experience is so rich and nourishing that all of the everyday concerns and all of the everyday kind of pressures to play a bit of a smaller game than you're really worth, they're all gone. And it's like a blank canvas that you can kind of recreate yourself on, but totally inspiring at the same time. So you're not actually grinding all that energy out yourself. Part of it is just because you're in such an amazing place. Part of it's just bubbling up from inside of you.
Yeah.
So what was the second part of that, Kelly?
So what type of a schedule are you on when you're in these cities?
Okay, so what I like to do, my retreats are business focused. So the main thing that people come to do is to get their style and their message sorted out. So the style part is actually very, very fun, but really important. That's to get their look, to get their colors, to make sure that, you know, when they're in there on a photo shoot or stepping on stage, they just look a million bucks, because that's part of really putting yourself out there.
That's right.
A-level presence and look. Yeah. And so
okay,
that's a fabulous thing to do, but we take it very seriously as well. So there's time for that, and there's time to look at people's businesses and figure out their message. I mean, that's really quite intensive business strategy kind of work. And so the way I run it is that I have spotlight sessions where, because I only take a very small number of entrepreneurs, it's kind of between 6 and 10 is ideal. And so everyone gets their spotlight time where we're just talking about them and their business and their issues and their brand. And then I balance that out with fabulous places to go, of course, because, I mean, we're going to, like, the most beautiful cities in the world. We want to get out there and see these places. But it's also a fantastic photo opportunity for their brand as well. So I help them. In fact, I bring our own personal paparazzi along so that we're able to get fantastic shots, which, of course, like, you're going to want to do that, right?
Yes.
And we're seeing beautiful places at the same time. So that's like this fantastic win-win. And then we're eating amazing food and going to beautiful restaurants. But while we're doing that, we're talking business and we're masterminding with each other. So it's very, although it's very business-oriented, the fun and the kind of the luxury part of it is a really important component to kind of giving the brand the right environment to really flourish in.
Tell us about the accommodation. So you always look for a really special, luxurious location.
I do, because I think that, I think we deserve it. I think I deserve it, and I think my clients deserve it as well. And actually, as an entrepreneur, really, so I think the whole work. In fact, I've just literally written an email about this, where the whole work-life balance thing is a bit of a myth when you're an entrepreneur a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And we're busy working our businesses, and we're looking after our families, and we are putting ourselves last on the list, you know, always. And so what do we really need? We need a me break. And is any on the horizon? No way.
Now, I was lucky to spend a solid day with Carrie Ann in Madrid last year. We spent the morning draping ourselves with different colors and tones of fabric to pinpoint what colors should we be surrounding ourselves with. Then we had the most fun when we hit the streets of Madrid and put our new knowledge to work with our beautiful teacher standing right over our shoulder. And it was so cool how we really got the hang of it. It was just so much fun, and it really stuck with me because we were learning and doing at the same time. And it's really amazing how much you can retain when you learn from doing rather than being told. And that is why I wanted to have Carrie Ann on Travel Talk, because I knew you could be instrumental in creating a huge impact on any of my listeners. Let's talk about taking a me break and why that's important and why people deserve it.
Well, you know, this is my take on it, Kelly. As an entrepreneur, there's this whole myth out there of the work-life balance thing, and that has definitely not been my experience. And in fact, the more successful your business gets, the more time it takes up, and of course, as women, most of us are also juggling other commitments, family members, the rest of it, and you are way last on the list. Just indulging yourself, just having time for yourself, is very thin on the ground, which is something that was happening to me too. It's one of the reasons I changed my business model, in fact, to include travel, because I wasn't going to the kinds of places that I just wanted to go to nourish my soul. Yes, you know, having time with my family is beautiful and I love it and I wouldn't swap it for anything, but just some time, my idea of heaven is exactly what I'm giving to other people. My idea of heaven is going to an amazing city, having a beautiful time, staying in luxury accommodation, talking business, shopping, eating, and drinking champagne. Oh, my God, I want to be there now, don't you?
Me too, yes. You had me hooked. And that's exactly what we did in Madrid. It was just a short couple of days, but it was so nice. And I have to say, you are a traveler extraordinaire. You packed with one tiny little carry-on. You taught us so much in our special day. We had a couple nights, but we had a special day in Madrid. And I just want to thank you so much for joining us here on Travel Talk. Thank you, Carrie Ann.
Oh, my absolute pleasure, Kelly. Who would have dreamed that fabulous time that we connected would just lead us in this wonderful direction? And here we are reconnecting all the way across, you know, what is it, 5,000 miles? Just like that.
At least, yes. It's just amazing, and you sound like you're right next door. So thank you to you and to all of our listeners today. I know that you have got a lot out of the show. Be sure to follow the links in the description to kickassimpact.com, where you can enjoy many videos that Carrie Ann is offering you for free, and her 101 ways to create a kick-ass brand is right there for you, and you can have it within seconds of going to her site. And if you just implement a few of these solid ideas she gives you with your brand, you will be all the better for it. And if you want to join Carrie Ann for a solid week, there is no doubt in my mind that you will explode the impact you make in the world. Have a beautiful week, everyone, and we will see you here next week on Travel Talk. Bon voyage!